The political chessboard in Yemen is complex and deadly. Saudi Arabia has backed the Yemeni government in the south as it battles Houthi rebels. The Saudis have conducted deadly airstrikes and imposed blockades. Iran, which is Saudi Arabia's regional rival, has provided less direct support to the Houthi rebels and the north. The war has caused widespread death, disease, and devastation. During his recent visit to Saudi Arabia, President Joe Biden pressed the kingdom to throw its weight behind a peace deal in Yemen. Faisal Al-Majidi is Deputy Minister of Justice with the Yemeni government backed by Saudi Arabia. He expressed hope that the truce will lead to a final resolution to the conflict.
The most important, this is for the Houthis to show their commitment to the truce. For the truce to succeed, the Houthis should detach from Iran. I do believe that with the goodwill, the deal could remain in effect and the region will see some kind of stability.
The apparent breakthrough in the seven-year-long war comes against the backdrop of several rounds of talks between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The talks between the regional rivals began last year. The United Nations has also been involved in facilitating dialogue in Yemen. 4 months ago, the parties agreed to their first two-month truce, which has now been extended twice. Houthi rebels captured large portions of Yemen when the former regime of late President Ali Abdullah Saleh fell in 2015. The Houthis have since been involved in a civil war against the internationally recognized government of Hadi Mansour in the south. Faris Al-Najjar is a Yemeni political and economic analyst. He is skeptical of Houthi intentions.
The Houthis group is in control of most financial revenues of the country. We believe those revenues will continue to support the group's military capacity and its parallel economic infrastructure. So we doubt they will be committed to the truce.
Al-Najjar adds that only an effective international intervention can forge a lasting peace in Yemen. But other political parties in Yemen welcomed the most recent truce and look forward to a brighter future. Abdul Hafid al-Nahari is a leader with the General Popular People's Party in Yemen and was an official in the former regime of the late Yemeni president.
The most important item in the deal, as emphasized by the United Nations envoy, is reopening closed roads in Taizi city and other Yemeni regions to allow free passage of people throughout the country.
Taiz in southern Yemen is the third largest city and is considered the country's cultural capital. The Saudi-backed Yemeni government says that the deal is a good opportunity to reshape the country without specifying what that would look like. Across Yemen, humanitarian conditions are among the worst in the world. Infrastructure has collapsed. Food and medical care is scarce. The lack of clean water supplies caused a cholera epidemic. The United Nations estimates that more than 250,000 Yemenis have died in the past 7 years of war. At least half the deaths are attributed to malnutrition and lack of health care. Fahmi Al-Zubairi is a spokesperson for the Al-Amana Human Rights Group in Yemen. He says a halt in the fighting must be accompanied by other moves.
There are landmines in different regions of Yemen. The Houthis have not yet revealed maps of those landmines, which have claimed the lives of hundreds of Yemeni women, children, and shepherds. We hope that the Houthis will commit to the deal and that peace will prevail.
During the conflict, Houthis have repeatedly attacked nearby Saudi Arabia with unmanned drones and missiles in retaliation for Saudi strikes, which have at times hit markets, weddings, and civilian infrastructure. The long-suffering Yemeni population hopes for a permanent ceasefire, which will allow them to begin to rebuild their lives. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almighari.